He discounted the problem by arguing that the innumerable transitional forms required by his theory must have existed, but they were either too small or too delicate to have been preserved in the fossil record. Many of Darwin's followers have relied on the same argument. In the past few decades, however, paleontologists have discovered microfossils of tiny bacteria in rocks estimated to be billions of years older than the Cambrian. Furthermore, detailed studies of fossils from the Cambrian explosion itself show that many of them were soft-bodied. According to Cambridge University paleontologist Simon Conway Morris, these remarkable Cambrian fossils reveal not only their outlines, but sometimes even internal organs such as the intestines or muscles. University of California, Los Angeles paleobiologist William Schopf wrote in 1994, "The long-held notion that Precambrian organisms must have been too small or too delicate to have been preserved in geological materials is now recognized as incorrect." Valentine and his colleagues agreed that the Cambrian explosion is real. It is too big to be masked by flaws in the fossil record. Indeed, as more fossils are discovered, it becomes clear that the Cambrian explosion was even more abrupt and extensive than previously envisioned. So the major phylum-level differences that Darwin predicted would appear last in the fossil record actually appeared first. Instead of proceeding from the bottom up, it seems that animal evolution, in the words of Valentine and his colleagues, has by and large proceeded from the top down. Paleontologist Harry Whittington, who pioneered the modern study of the Cambrian explosion in the Burgess Shale of Canada, wrote in 1985, "I look skeptically upon diagrams that show the branching diversity of animal life through time, and come down at the base to a single kind of animal. Animals may have originated more than once, in different places and at different times." Nevertheless, most paleontologists, including Valentine and his colleagues, do not regard the Cambrian explosion as a refutation of Darwinian evolution. Indeed, Valentine recently reaffirmed his conviction that Darwin was correct in his conclusions that all living things have descended from a common ancestor. Whatever the source of the Darwinists' conviction may be, it cannot be the Cambrian fossil evidence. They can only affirm their belief in Darwinian evolution in spite of the Cambrian fossil record, not because of it. What Darwin said: the manner in which species belonging to several of the main divisions of the animal kingdom suddenly appear in the lowest known fossiliferous rocks may be truly urged as a valid argument against the views here entertained. Charles Darwin, The Origin of Species. A whale of a story. As far as fossil evidence is concerned, the Cambrian explosion may be Darwinism's worst-case scenario. In the interest of fairness and truth, however, we should also look at what many Darwinists consider to be their best-case scenario.